Okay, it's 10 o'clock, but we've got a few more people I know that are on the ranch and probably joining by Zoom and stuff, so we're going to give it a little bit more time. But while we're waiting for the people that are here, we've had several board members resign. The board does not have a quorum right now, so really this meeting is going to be just informational, path forward and stuff that way. But I kind of want everybody here that can be here, so we pass all that information, and then after that we can just open it up for open discussion and where things go. But currently there's not enough board members to make a quorum to proceed forward. So just as a heads up, where things are going to kind of go with this meeting.
Are you going to give us an idea of why?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so I've got a letter from at least one of the board members that he wanted read, so I'll read that and then we can go from there.
For those that are on Zoom, could you tell us when somebody at Deer Springs talking, like who the person was just talking, who they are?
Yeah, we'll try and do that a little bit better than that. This is Kate Hoff, currently one of the remaining board members.
The only board member here.
And the only board member currently here in presence.
No one else is on Zoom.
Larry might join over Zoom. Ben could possibly join over Zoom as well, but I don't.
Okay.
I don't know.
Thank you, Kate.
You're welcome.
And who is that? Who are you?
That, it sounds that, like I'm likewise. Sorry.
That was Lori Hopkins in Florida.
Oh.
Which lot are you, Lori?
We are lot 206 and 221.
Okay, thank you. So while we're waiting for more people to show up here and get on Zoom, if you are on Zoom, it would help Danielle out. If you can go up and edit right next to your name, and if you edit next to your name, you can put your lot number. So if you put your lot number next to your name, that just makes our life a little bit easier. Then we won't have to go through a full roll call. She can just read it off of the Zoom list and start putting members there. So as you're joining Zoom, just write your lot number next to your name and we'll capture you. But there are questions and stuff that way, like was previously brought up, it'd be good if people announce who's talking and so the people that are here can hear that.
I'm sorry, Kate. It's actually Lori Hopkins Gothard. So I just wrote Gothard because the Hopkins really doesn't matter. So I put Lori and Steve Gothard.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
And don't tell my dad I just said the Hopkins doesn't matter, because he would not appreciate that.
It'll be our secret.
It's been recorded and put on internet.
Yeah, was that Tina's husband? Thanks.
Yeah.
How many people do we have on Zoom?
12.
Ooh. Yeah, the biggest problem with Zoom is people don't announce who they are. And I listen to most of them, and I don't have a clue who's talking. And then you can't hear.
This is Sally Miller. I'm on from Houston.
Thanks, Sally. So for people that are just joining or just arriving here at Deer Springs, we're giving it a couple of minutes to start the board meeting. Well, it won't even actually be in the board meeting. We've had several board members resign, and I will go over that resignation when we get a couple more people here. I'll probably give it just one or two more minutes. It's five after right now. This is Kate Hoff. I'm the only board member currently present at Deer Springs. Let me know if Larry jumps. Larry might be able to jump on then as well. So we've asked members that are on Zoom to go ahead and put their lot number next to their name. We're not necessarily going to do a roll call, but we are capturing everybody's name off of the Zoom, so you don't need to actually announce yourself on Zoom. Unless you want to make a question or talk, then we'll have you guys announce who you are, and so just so we know who's actually talking in the meeting. Same for the members that are here in the meeting. If you guys have comments or things that you want to bring up, if you can announce your name and lot number before you make your comments, that'll help with the discussions. A lot of times people assume we can recognize each other's voices, but it's better to have that actually announced beforehand. So, okay. Is anybody aware of anybody else here at the ranch that isn't here? Are we waiting on anybody else?
Phil Hall is here, but he's not coming.
He's not coming.
Yeah. Okay. He just had back surgery.
I thought it would.
I didn't see the vehicle up there.
Okay, I'm not hearing any more vehicles, and it's 5 minutes after, so I think we've given enough time for everybody to kind of be here and participate. So, again, this is Kate Hoff. Right now I'm the only board member in presence. Larry is in Alaska. We did meet this morning right before this meeting to kind of discuss the path forward. So he is aware of this and concurs with the path forward. Ben was not available in this meeting this morning, and will hopefully he'll join this meeting today. But there's also rumors that he's in Lake Powell and may not be able to attend as well. So he may or may not attend. So currently we've had Brent, Barry, Dirk, and Mike McNichols have all resigned from the board. So there's currently only a 3-member board. With a 3-member board, there's no way with our previous 7-member board to have a majority. So we haven't had an agenda plan for today, but with those resignations, the board can't vote on anything or do anything. And if with Brent or with Larry not here and Ben not here, even with 3 people, we couldn't do anything. So with that in mind, essentially what we've agreed to is, and again, open to suggestions, but this seems to be the path with the least problems is anybody that would, well, with those resignations, and I technically my term is up this year, so with that, those resignations, there's 6 positions that are open for the board. We have not received confirmation, but Larry thinks there's a good chance that Ben will also resign from the board. So if Ben resigns from the board, we have a total of 7 members. We don't have a board, essentially. We'll have 7 members that are eligible for election. There was a lot of people that were asking for the opportunity for members to vote off the board or do whatever that way. I don't know if that was a motivating factor. That wasn't necessarily mentioned as motivating factors for resignations. But essentially, that's kind of what's accomplished by all these resignations. You now have the opportunity to elect a 100% new board, probably, unless Ben decides to stick around for a little bit. So before I jump into the path forward, Mike McNichols did give me a letter that he requested be read to all of the members. So I'll go ahead and read that. Then I'll go over kind of what we're proposing happens going forward. So this is a letter from Mike McNichols. It says, "Dear DSROA board members, this letter is to inform you that I am resigning from the DSROA Board of Directors effective immediately. I regret that I feel compelled to do this, but the current situation of DSR has deteriorated to the point that I am no longer willing to spend my time and efforts fighting an uphill battle as a board member in trying to make DSR a better place while receiving threats from a small group of very local critics. Here are a few examples. Owners threatening to sue the board if Rule 4.02 is removed. Owners threatening to sue the board if Rule 4.02 is not removed. Owners refusing to work with the owners simply because they don't like them. Owners making false accusations against board members on Facebook. Owners threatening to turn in DSROA to multiple government agencies for a variety of reasons to initiate investigations, fines, and sanctions against DSROA. Owners who make formal complaints about board members while insisting their own name be kept out of it. Anonymous, a.k.a. Gutless. I have spent hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars of my own money for the benefit of DSROA over the past 8 years, and I will continue to donate my time and efforts in the future whenever and wherever I can. But I will never be on the DSROA board again. I will ask Danielle to cancel my access to DSROA bank accounts and QuickBooks immediately and to coordinate with the remaining board members regarding my replacement as treasurer. I believe Michael Jordanson will be elected to the board in September, and he can be treasurer as he was previously, resulting in a minimal impact to the board following my resignation. So, anyway, so that's his letter. Like I said, the board can't do anything at this point in time. So the proposal that we're going to make is that anybody interested in running for the board, if you will notify us today, we will include your name on the ballot as a candidate willing to run for a board position. Per the bylaws, we actually have right up till the minute that the vote's starting to make nominations and have additional members run for the board. So even if you don't get your information in today, then you can still be a write-in candidate. You could be nominated at the meeting, whatever you want to do related to that. But if we can get your name and information today, we're planning on mailing all of the ballots and stuff out on Monday, but we need to be able to print the ballots and get those out there and go from that. The ballots will have lines for people to write in candidates. So, if they don't agree to doing it today, you can write the candidate in, and we'll try and communicate any new candidates we get as quickly as we can to the board members.
Additionally, Sally Miller. Can I ask a question? To deal with these disaffected, upset members of Deer Springs Ranch? It sounds awful.
Well, so the option of, again, the intent right now and the option there is to hopefully that the people that are not happy with things going at the ranch will elect a board. You now have the opportunity, it's been put back into the members' hands, to elect a board that will represent their interests and try and resolve and fix the things that they feel are causing issues or problems. So all I can do is encourage everybody to be involved, vet the candidates, make sure they elect people that are representing their needs and their desires and will hopefully make what they want to do or make the ranch the place that everybody wants this ranch to be. The board can't do it alone. Members kind of need to take responsibility for it as well, try and see the sides of all of the members. We are a family, like some people brought up, maybe a dysfunctional family. We're all going to have different opinions. I don't agree with every member on the board. Every member of the board didn't agree with me. I don't agree with every member here in this room or on Zoom. So I don't think we're ever going to all agree, but we need to figure out how to work together as a family and be able to make that happen. So I don't know that there's a quick and easy answer, but that's kind of where we're at from that perspective.
But threats isn't the way to do it. That is not family.
I agree. And it's not, again, I think multiple people have mentioned here that it's not all 300 members are not threatening and doing things that way. We do have a few members that are doing that, but people are entitled to have their own opinions and to speak up what they want to speak up. So Scott keeps raising his hand. Scott, do you have a comment?
Yes. I've heard from the grapevine that certain people might not be allowed to run, even though they're members here. I want to be able to put anybody in that wants, not going to be restricted by whether they did this or they did that. So,
yeah. So that's a good topic to bring up as well. I was eventually going to get there if I hadn't forgotten. So right now, again, the board can't eliminate anybody, can't include anybody necessarily. A lot of that discussion has been around violation of the rule 4.02. So I would make a recommendation that the stance on that rule 4.02 be clearly stated by the members. And again, if the members choose to elect that individual.
You guys voted last month that it's not going to go into effect until the next year. So basically, everybody should be able to run because the penalties are not going to be.
So again, the board can't make a decision on that. There's no board. There's no board to do that. So in the discussions, and again, I don't know how legally binding or whatever this may be. The only thing that we're going to do at this point in time, again, we can't do anything. We're just going to communicate the members that are available and there that want to do that. I can't invalidate a rule. I can't say that this rule is or isn't valid because there's no board to do that, right? So all I can say is I would go ahead and nominate the individuals, that even if they are in violation of 4.02, we'll make sure that they disclose whether or not they it's probably better to be not say that they're in violation, but to say, have you signed the waiver or not signed the waiver? If they feel free to disclose if they signed it or not, signed it. That way all the members can make the decision, and then it's not the board restricting who can run or not run. Board members can make the decision whether or not they want to elect that individual based off whether they've signed the waiver or not signed the waiver. So that's the only way we can see to proceed. And then once the board gets elected, it may result in a lawsuit for those members that feel like 4.02 needs to be enforced and those people shouldn't be on the board. But that's the risk that the members are going to have to take by possibly electing that individual and knowing that. I'll try and explain that in a communication that goes out. So my plan is Larry and I are going to try and get together. I'm going to try and put together some communication to indicate all of this information to you guys. Get it sent out to the board member or to all of the members today, so that they have an opportunity to try and get. Well, I'm not going to get that till this afternoon.
I just find it ironic, tomorrow. Okay.
Huh?
I just find it ironic. The person who wants everybody to sign the waiver so we can't be sued is the one that's threatening to sue. So it's just retarded. Well, basically, he's retarded. So anyway, that's all I got to say.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Cade. This is Thomas and Carol LeClaire, Lot 188.
Yes.
Appreciate the service of all the board members. And I realize the information is still quite new, but I assume that there is still ranch business that needs to continue between now and the annual vote in September. And I understand we also don't have a ranch manager right now. So what's the contingency between today and the annual vote?
So a couple corrections on that. I mean, we still do have board members that can kind of act. Anything that requires a board vote necessarily, like, we'll try and keep the ranch running as best we can. We have volunteers that kind of help things with around the ranch. The current ranch manager does have a contract. That contract does expire. I'd have to look at the exact date, but it's probably expiring this month. He, per the contract, if I remember correctly, and don't quote me on this, I think he can go on a month-to-month basis with that contract. But that is one thing that you also need to be considering as you are voting. He will agree to another year contract under that contract. But after that year, the new board will be looking for a new ranch manager. He is only agreeing to be out here at the ranch for another year. But the ranch manager is in place and has agreed to continue for one more year if the new board wants to execute a contract with him in October when they conform as a board. So items that will be critical for your vote is the waiver issue, somebody you want to elect people that are going to choose a good ranch manager for us going forward. And like has been mentioned, a board that's going to promote understanding and hopefully be able to deal with some of the complaints and stuff that are coming from the minority.
Okay. So.
Yes, Dan.
Come up to the mic, please.
Is this are minutes being taken for this meeting?
It's not an official board member. We don't have a quorum, so no minutes are being taken.
Is it being recorded?
Yes.
It is being recorded.
Okay, so the recording will appear on the website?
We can post it there, yes.
Okay. Scott, I'd like to ask you if you are aware of bylaw 5.5.2.
I have in the past, but not specifically.
So
pertains to your mental ability to think and rationale, or what?
So, in other words, you don't know about bylaw 5.5.2, and who's retarded?
Scott and Dan, I'm going to ask you both to stop talking. But I mean, yeah, that's not beneficial.
Why don't you inform the group here what bylaw 5.5.2 says?
So bylaw 5.
You do it, but you're the expert.
I can do it. Bylaw 5.502 is what Scott was referring to. The current bylaws state that any member that is an infraction of the CCNRs, the bylaws, or rules and regulations is not eligible to run for the board. The dispute that everybody has is that many of the members that are running for the board are running for the board specifically because they are against Rule 4.02 in the rules and regulations. So there's an attempt to disqualify those members per the bylaws because the rule was adopted, 4.02 was adopted back in July of 2024 and has been in place, but there has been no penalty associated with that or any other rules until the recent vote. And that penalty doesn't go into effect until January of 2026. So there is dispute, and the board member, before they all resigned, they were trying to go back and forth and determine, understanding that the rule itself is in dispute, that the fines don't go into effect, and that many of the members are proceeding forward. There was question as to whether or not the rule 5.02, whatever, 5.502 was even applicable for this vote. So,
are you kidding? The bylaw is very clear.
Dan, I'm not going to argue.
The bylaw is very, very clear, and it takes precedence. And it has nothing, and the fact that there's no
board to enforce 5.502, so... How are we going to proceed?
And because this is being recorded, I'm giving you notice right now.
Please come up to the mic and do it nice and loud so that it's recorded.
I'm giving you notice right now that you are in violation of the bylaws 5.5.2.
But
Rule
4.02 is up for debate. It's on the table to be removed. So everything is on hold, including 5.5.2.
That's a dilute.
It was
the bylaw is not.
Okay, so members, so I'm going to stop. Dan, I'm going to ask you to stop arguing right now. So I'll come back to this question here in just a minute and just go from there. So Kathy is asked to go ahead and speak. Kathy?
Okay. We don't know who's on Zoom and where it is recorded. Can we find out who's on Zoom? And then my second question is, I know you had a proposal you wanted to put together and present. I know we can't vote on it, but it would be nice to know where people stand if we're going to be putting names in today. And I'd like to know what your proposal is. Can you give that to us?
I can. So let's go ahead and, Danielle, if you can just read off the numbers. I don't want the members to do it just in the interest of time and be able to do it quickly. We'll have Danielle read everybody that's currently on Zoom. If we miss you, then go ahead and speak up, but Danielle will go ahead and read.
I have Israel Whitbeck, Jill Green, Ed Kennedy, Andrea Allred, Shanna and Jim Moriarty, Tom LeClaire, Bruce McQueen, Stoney Sugar, Renee Arsdale, Laurie and Steve Gothard, Dale Clarkson, Sally Miller, Randy and Karen Fry, and Callan Kelsey Botcher.
Okay, so that's those are the members that have on Zoom. So let me address Dan's comment or question first, real quick, before I move on to Kathy's request for my proposal. So, right now, again, the opinion of the remaining two board members that we're able to discuss today is that, I can't speak for Larry 100% on this scenario, but the reason we're going with the path forward of allowing the members to vote is it now puts the burden of the members for both considering if really the member is in violation of the bylaws per 4.02. So the members are deciding if that member is in violation or not. So I do think it's fair to ask the member if they have signed the waiver and what their opinion, back to Kathy's point of what is your opinion on the waiver as a board member. Recognizing if you get voted on, I am sure that Dan is going to object to any member that is in violation of the waiver being elected to the vote. And Dan,
per the bylaws.
So you're confirming that you will object to that. Is that a correct statement, Dan?
You know, I'm not going to confirm to you anything at this point, except that you are in violation of 5.5.2, the bylaws, which is not obviated by any of this other discussion.
Okay, so we've heard your statement. It's been unrecorded. Go ahead.
My question is, I signed the waiver, but I did it under duress. But in the waiver, it says I did it of my own free will and choice, which is bullshit. So how does that affect, you know, things? You know?
Well, I just sent an email. This is Tina Collins. Sent an email to the previous board with several legal websites stating it's under duress. I quoted the waiver, all the free will, the inducement part with the definition of inducement, saying it's illegal, unlawful.
That's what I was saying.
For it to be forced to be signed.
So it's illegal, yeah.
So we do not have to sign it. And that is why Rule 4.02 is under
scrutiny. Well, that's the thing. Well, the verbiage in it, you know, is an oxymoron. I mean, it just...
Yep. Then repeal it, then sue, then get your attorney.
It will be repealed. It's going to be renewed.
Hey, Cade.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Thomas LeClaire again, Lot 188. I would just like to ask that since there's so much tension around this particular Rule 4.02, Rule 24, the waiver, and the way they all interact with one another, would you and Larry consider maybe appointing some board members in the interim before the annual vote, remove Rule 4.02, and then everybody is eligible to run?
So the problem that I have with that is that, so the bylaws do state that the remaining board members can appoint an individual. My concern there is, again, it's just going to come back to the board. I feel like it has more... less member input, if it's that way.
Yeah, I agree, and it is a short-term solution to get to the annual vote, and it sidesteps a lawsuit from Dan Wirt.
Well, yes and no, because he could also claim that whoever that we voted isn't available for that. I mean, I could take it to Larry. Larry's obviously not on the phone call, but we discussed that, and our recommendation at this point in time was just to proceed forward with the vote because essentially everybody resigning has accomplished what you guys intended to do, and your vote will determine especially if you know whether or not they signed the waiver or not. Your vote will determine the will of the members and essentially will do that. I'm not a lawyer, but I feel like if Dan does try to take this to court, and maybe I'm disclosing too much to him at this point in time, but if he does, that board can say that it was obviously the will of the members not to have that rule in place, and it wasn't relevant for the members and vote that way. Again, that may not have any legal standing, but that's kind of the approach that Larry and I were taking was, let's just do everything to facilitate a legal and valid vote without the 5.02 or the without the waiver stuff in discussion, but have it disclosed the opinions of the people that are candidates or running for the board, so that it is, again, really a member decision, not a board decision. So
then you can sue all the members instead.
Excuse me, this is Sally Miller again, and I seem to be sort of out of it. Did 51% of people vote for this or not, or what's the issue?
So the current rule that was on the board has the ability to create rules and regulations per the bylaws. So the board did vote on this clear back in July to put the rule into place. The issue came back up to light again when the current board, or the board that has resigned, made a motion to actually associate a penalty with it as well. So the rule existed back in July, and then, or was voted on back in July, and then this year the board voted to add an additional rule with fines and penalties. None of those were put to a member vote. Again, essentially, by having you guys all elect the members or the board to do that, you now have the opportunity to say whether or not you like it or not. And that, in my opinion, this becomes the member vote that you guys wanted to have. It allows you to elect individuals based on whether you want the waiver or don't want the waiver, and kind of go from there. So,
I'm looking at it right now, the 4.02. And it says if 51% of the lot owners vote to remove this rule will be removed.
No.
So that's what I'm asking. So
you're looking at the bylaws. You're not looking at the rules and regulations, probably.
Oh, okay. All right.
So look at the rules and regulations to understand the 4.02.
Yeah, because okay. Dan signed the waiver, he can't sue the board anyway. Yeah.
That's true.
Yes and no. So we've got two people. So Brian Castle was first, and then Kevin Poole wanted to make a comment after that. So, Brian.
I just needed some clarification on the...
Will you come closer to the mic, Brian?
Yeah. Can you come up to the mic, too? So, everybody, future, if you're here and want to talk, come up to the mic just so that we can get it recorded.
Yeah, I'm just looking for some clarification on the... board seats available. Are you and Larry still running for re-election?
That's a really good question. So Larry has asked that his name be removed from candidacy to run for the board. I am still running for the board. And then again, anybody else that is willing to give us a name, and I would say you need it by tomorrow to get it to them.
If you want your name printed on the ballot, I need it tomorrow. There's going to be 7 seats up for election because Kate is rerunning. So his seat is up. There will be 7 names that you can put.
We need to verify Ben. Yeah.
Sorry. Oh,
we're making an assumption that Ben is going to resign as well. If Ben resigns, there will be 7 positions open and available. My term is over at the end of this year. In a month. So I've got a month left of my term. Ben has a month left of his term, and Larry has...
No, Ben.
Oh, sorry. Barry has a year. Or not Barry. Ben has a year. Larry has a month as well. So Larry is not running again, so that one's already open. Ben, we are unsure of, but we'll try and get validation and verification before we send things out from him.
There will be 6 to 7 positions open.
The other thing to be aware of with these positions, because the members resigned, still had a remaining year left, there will be 3 positions. Is that correct?
Yep. Three positions that will have a year.
There will be three positions that will run for a year time frame, and there will be four positions that will be for a full 2 years. Our proposal is that we take the first four positions, the top four will be for the full 2 year period, and the bottom three will be for the two or three would be the bottom, if we can even get seven people to jump into this insanity.
How many people do we have on the ballot?
Currently today there were four, but Larry just dropped out, so there's currently three.
Three people running for six seats?
Correct.
That's just like North Korea.
Correct.
You get right in.
And three more.
Well, that was actually one of Larry's comments. Basically, if you run for the board, there's a very good chance that you're going to get on the board just by the fact that you're running for the board. So
we can look forward to being sued if we want to run for the board.
Yeah. Ask Dan.
Ask Dan.
Okay, so
the bottom line is that any member who is in violation of any rule per the bylaws is not eligible to be elected to the board. And you can't arbitrarily ignore the bylaws.
So we've already decided. That's out the window.
We haven't decided.
So you are a small minority. Everyone else is agreeing that
everyone here is a small minority of the membership.
Then don't vote for me. I am not signing the waiver. Don't vote for me if you don't like them. That's it. If I'm in violation of your bylaw, don't vote for me.
No,
that's
it goes
it.
Way beyond that.
No, it
does. So, Dan, I'm going to ask you to sit down. We've got Kevin Poole who's got his hand raised and would like to make a question or comment.
Kevin Poole, lot 64. I did not sign the waiver, not for the same reasons that other people didn't sign it. That's a whole other story. We're not going to get into that. Bottom line, like it or not, Dan's right. There are existing bylaws that preclude the rules that must be followed, period. Now, if you want to run and you didn't sign the waiver, your risk is signing the waiver for what? Until January? If you get on the board and you win, you have the opportunity to change the rules because the rules are fluid. Seven members can change any rule at any given time if you're an elected board member. So the problem is, can you find it in yourself if you want to run for this board, the re-elect new board, to sign something that you may disagree with for an opportunity to change it? But the bottom line is, if you don't follow the standard basic rules and regulations, you don't have anything else. It's just like the Constitution of this country. When we throw that document out and do what we want to do, then you've blown the whole country to pieces. So you've got to follow the standards that are set. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. Okay. We heard from a couple people on Zoom. Anybody else on Zoom have any questions, comments? Okay. Kathy did ask for me to explain some of the proposals that I was making. I'll just go over those real quick and then open it up again for final questions and kind of go from there. So the two proposals that were sent out previously, I had one proposal. I got to go back and remember my first proposal. My first proposal was to amend the Rule 4.02 and change it from a must sign to a should sign, making it so that it was kind of an optional rule. Again, leaving that in place for some members to sign, not, and kind of go from there. If that rule was not approved by the board, and I can tell you, based on conversations, there was a good chance that wasn't going to be approved by the previous board members. I don't know that for sure, but that would be my guess. Then I was going to ask that the members be given the opportunity to remove that rule by a vote of 51%. The board was not required to give that vote necessarily. It would be a decision of the board to be able to give that vote. They also were not required to meet the requirement of 51%. They could have just done like a requirement of the minimum responding. But that was what would have been up for discussion was whether or not the board was willing to allow the members to vote. All of that has kind of become moot at this point because we don't have the board in place. And again, Larry and I felt that by putting all of this back to the members to vote, was the option that was most member led leading to this direction. So again, based on the points and stuff that way or that have been brought up, it was not our intention to limit the members based off of the rule 4.02. I recognize that does cause some concern for some individuals regarding the bylaws, but our intent was just to give everybody a free opportunity, try and communicate clearly that rule exists and that they could be considered in violation once they're up there, and that might open the SROA up to litigation or whatever. So we'll try and communicate that clearly to the members, but then let the members decide which direction they want to vote with the members that are there and kind of proceed from that point. So any other questions or comments?
Yeah, Joe Bose, Lot 107. As I understand it, if you vote for this, you can't sue the ranch. That's one of the things about it. My question is, if the person doesn't sign, there shouldn't be penalties to force us to sign this. The only penalty there should be is if I don't sign the waiver and the ranch gets sued because someone gets hurt for whatever reason, then the ranch is sued, the waiver will make everybody that signed it, the ranch will support that lawyer, but they won't support me, and that should be the only penalty. I have to find my own lawyer to protect myself because I don't sign the waiver. That should be the only penalty. Other than that, you should not force me to sign something other than that. That would be my suggestion. Make it so that if the person doesn't sign, you got to hire your own lawyer if the ranch gets sued. Other than that, there should be no other restrictions.
Okay, so if that's your opinion, then you need to make sure that the member, whoever you vote on to the board, will be able to take that action. Because currently, I can't make any actions or make anything related to that.
Yeah, that's just my suggestion. Yeah. So if everybody else has heard it, you can make the decision on your own.
That's why Rule 4.02 needs to be removed, because just having that rule stating you have to sign it yearly makes it null and void.
It's coercion.
The rule itself is coercion and inducement, so we need to remove 4.02 from the rules.
What takes precedence is that you're a member of an HOA, and that takes precedence
over coercion.
Okay, so I'm gonna make a proposal. So Dan, I'm gonna open up the meeting. Dan,
you suffer from Dunning-Kruger.
Okay.
So you're good at Googling. You Google it.
Yeah. I think you need to Google a lot.
Okay, so here's where I'm at this point in the meeting. If it's me, call the meeting. I think anybody that wants to stick around and discuss pros and cons of whatever, I mean, are there at this point in time, are there any questions on how we're going to proceed with electing a new board?
How many people were nominated?
So there were
4 nominated. Larry has backed out. There are 3 nominated.
No, actually nominated.
Oh.
And how many? 4 said they would do it. How many total were actually nominated?
I think there's 8.
I want to say 9.
There was quite a few nominated, but only a few accepted.
I'm aware. I wanted to make sure that was clear.
Is it 9?
Yes, Jeff nominated me.
Sure did.
Because you can do
You've got a lot to say.
Less damage on the board.
You can answer to everyone if you are on the board.
We're playing in the shadows.
Kevin Poole, Brian Castle, Jeff.
I don't need the people. I just need to know that.
It's at least 8, possibly 9, but only 4 actually accepted. And I guess that, Mike, that brings it back a good question to you. Are you still willing to run as a member of the board?
Yeah. Currently, yes.
Okay.
I guess I'm blunt for punishment.
You and me both, dude. Okay, so
I have a couple quick points. we'll send out a communication about everything. We are going to cancel the meet and greet next week. I think we'll just do an informal before the meeting meet and greet as we get hopefully more nominations up until the meeting. And
yeah, so do we want to set a time tomorrow that they have to get a nomination noon? Is that too late? Or?
No, I'd say by midnight.
Okay, so by midnight tomorrow night, and we'll put this in the email notice, if you
want your name printed on the ballot.
So I would talk to the individual you're wanting to convince to run, just to save us time. Nominate them to run, have them self-nominate, whatever they need to do.
Have them self-nominate. I don't want to track down
yeah.
in the interest of time.
Just people willing to run.
So yeah. Anybody willing to run, you can self-nominate yourself. So anybody willing to run needs to contact Danielle before midnight tomorrow night in order to be put on the ballot. It doesn't preclude other additional people to be put on the ballot.
Is there anyone in this meeting or on Zoom that would like to nominate themselves and run for the board?
Just make it easy.
Come on, do it. Scott, do it.
Scott.
I nominate Scott. You're here.
He says no.
So I've been asked in the past to accept a nomination, and given the current state of DSR, I would accept a nomination. This is Thomas LeClaire,
Tom?
188.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom LeClaire, yes.
Thank you, Tom.
I just was wondering if there's any chance that we could have Tina, the proposal she did, that she can kind of go over that so people can hear that proposal, because I thought it was a great proposal. I don't know why it got shut down, but I have a problem with a blanket waiver. I don't use cabins, but I'm signing that, liability on the cabins. I feel like individual the waiver system that was used to be in place was a lot better than this one now. But I thought Tina had a very good one, and I think maybe members need to hear it.
Well, so here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to resolve any questions relating to the board vote and stuff like that, and then I'm just going to kind of step back from the meeting, and the members can do whatever they want to do to discuss, and people on Zoom can stay on. We'll keep it on and available for that, and I'm willing to allow you guys to do whatever you guys want to do as far as additional options and things that needed to be discussed from that perspective. But are there any other questions for me as the Lone Ranger right now on the board?
Are we going to continue with the board agenda that was sent out on any level?
No.
We are not going to do anything on the board agenda at any level.
We're not going to discuss campfire violations.
If you want to bring it up and have me respond, I will respond to that.
I'm bringing it up and I won't respond.
Come to the mic, please, Kevin.
I can repeat it for you, Kevin, if you want. So Kevin asked if any items on the agenda were going to be brought up, we were not planning on doing anything in the agenda. One of the items on the agenda was to discuss campfire regulations, and he would like me to respond to that, so I can go ahead and respond to that. Is that an accurate representation of? Okay, thanks. So, over the weekend of July 24th, I was camping up here, or I was up here with my family at my lot. And my son came up and brought friends up and was camping at Lot 3. While they were camping at Lot 3, they were camping on Pond 3. So in the fields and stuff next to the ponds, they were camping in the ponds next to the fields. While they were camping in the ponds, we allowed them to take a propane fire pit down to the pond so that they could have a fire pit at the ponds. While they were camping there in the evening, one of the members was driving up to their lot. They saw the fire. They reported over the radio that there was a fire at Pond 3 with people that were camping there. I heard that comment on the radio, and I responded on the radio that it was kids camping. I don't know if I acknowledged it was my kids or not, but I acknowledged that they were camping and that they were using a propane fire pit and that things would be okay. Since that time, an anonymous member and Kevin Poole have claimed that I was in violation of the no campfire rule. I can't even remember the rule of it right now, but there is a rule that says no campfires are allowed on DSROA property. So they were asking me because of that to go ahead and resign. I have declined, or I will decline officially that resignation right now. And if there are concerns about the fires, my justification is that there were no fire. The fire restrictions actually allow for propane fire pits, and the fire restrictions define campfires differently than propane fire pits. So if that is a concern and we do not want to have propane fire pits at the ponds or on common property, then the rules need to be adopted or modified in order to not allow for propane fire pits. Additionally, there are two propane fire pits on common areas at the cabins that are currently in use. And Michael McNichols said, as part of a board member, the last time he was up at the cabin, which was about a week before my incident or event, he was using the propane fire pit, so he is also in violation of that rule. So, again, full disclosure, if you agree with the anonymous member and Kevin Poole that I need to resign, don't vote for me for next year, and we'll go from there. So, go ahead.
Candy Bose, Lot 107. The reason the fire pit propane program is in effect was so that we didn't have campfires. And this was years ago. That's why we provided them for the upper cabins. There was no violation. It was what was accepted by the board. And that could extend to anywhere else as a propane fireplace. It is not the same as a fire going in even in a rock area. Anybody who does do a propane fireplace have to understand that there are things that they must watch for and be careful of. So taking that into consideration, I do not believe that, my personal opinion, that it should be something that is negative. It gives a degree of ambiance to the ranch as we used to have. We understand the problems with fire. This is the way we tried to contain it and make it so that it wasn't hazardous to Deer Springs Ranch.
Okay, just to add to that, it was brought up to the board's attention. Even if it was considered a violation, the board, when it was in effect, had indicated that I was no longer in violation. So back to the 5.02, and this is another thing to discuss related to fines and penalties, et cetera, that way. Most of the fines and penalties are designed around the things that where there's a continuing violation. It makes it really difficult to enforce anything with a one-time occurrence type scenario. So that's something, again, that the new board, when you guys elect it, is going to have to evaluate and talk about and go from that perspective. Go ahead.
Just to sum this whole thing up, you say that it's okay for you to leave minors in the middle of a pasture, whether you scratch the dirt away or not, overnight with a propane fire.
Who's talking?
Fire conditions. Today? We have five of
Who's
the largest
talking?
Fires in the country burning in Utah and northern Arizona. Would you say that that is good judgment, or would you say that was probably a really bad decision that you made?
So that was Kevin Poole that was talking, just for everybody on the Zoom. So first one correction, they were not minors. My son is 19. All of his friends are 19 or older. They are adults. They were responsible. My son is an Eagle Scout. He knows how to handle fires. He took with him a shovel. He cleared at least 3 feet around the fire ring. He took with him water. He was by the ponds. I do not feel like we were being irresponsible at that point in time. I recognize that fires in general are a danger, but the county recognized the difference between a propane fire pit and an actual campfire. Propane fire pits have the ability to turn them off and so are allowed in 99% of the the instances unless specifically restricted from that scenario. So, again, if we feel like that is something that we do not want to have allowed at the ranch, the rules could be modified to adjust that, and I'm open to changing the rules and clarifying the rules and make it easier to comply, but I am not going to admit that I was irresponsible or negligent in that scenario. So that's my response. So, again, are we all done with any questions about the vote? I'll stick around and answer other questions about my opinions or whatever that way, but are we done with questions about the actual vote and getting a new board? Okay, sounds like nobody has questions related to that. I'm now opening it up for you guys. If you guys want to ask me questions or if you guys want to comment around stuff yourself, then we'll go ahead and do that and stick around. Or if you don't want to, feel free to take off. Go ahead, Doug.
My name is Joe Bolzano. Sorry. Disregarding the rules about fires from the ranch. On my lot, 107, I built a fireplace. I'm a welder. It's all steel, that high. It's got steel doors that close. I can shut it down instantly. It's got a steel bottom because I was told the roof could catch on fire. That fireplace has been in that same spot for 30 years. But about 6, 7, 8 years ago, give or take, I asked this. Brent said, you can't have a fire unless your fire pit is certified by the state. He brought a man up to my lot, certified my fireplace as a legal fireplace that I could burn. They burn right over here all the time when there's no fire. They still burn here because you guys got permission. But here's the story you're not going to like. So I got permission from the state to use my fire pit. So I'm burning a little fire, cooking some hot dogs and marshmallows, and there's a BLM guy up here on Deer Springs Ranch, which is about 8 miles from my cabin. He could see my fire. He drove all the way around, pulled into my lot, and said, put that fire out. I said, certified fire pit by the state. Brent Fulmer had your boss approve it. He says, put that damn fire out, or I'll fine you $500. So they make the rules as they go.
Appreciate the comments.
So I said, nothing to do with the ranch rules. The BLM will still fine you, even if you got a certified fire pit. And I showed him the doors were closed, and I could shut it down instantly. He said, I don't care. Turn it off, or you're being fined $500.
Appreciate it.
We shut it down.
We shut it down.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Or Tina,
I'd like Tina to go over her proposal. I know you probably don't have it on hand.
I don't have it on. It's
over.
When we get a new board, I'll bring it back up because it's not a done deal. But I can send it. I can send it. Anybody who wants it, I can send it out. I did post it on the Facebook page a while back.
Yeah.
But it'll come back out. When I'm done.
This has nothing to do with candidates or 4.02. My question is with Danielle and, what happened to the end of the year? Is there anything else that needs to be done? Contributed or changed or added help that you might need? How's the annual meeting going for September 12th or 13th? How is it going? Do you need anything?
We changed the flyer that Danielle's going to send out. We're having a taco bar this year. We're having tacos and I want Mexican dishes. Or something I don't want lasagna to be served with tacos.
So, Tina, in the past, you've compiled kind of like a here's what's going to happen email that I've sent out. Are you going to still? Yes. So maybe if you want
to put instructions together, especially if you're asking for potluck items.
I was going to put on Facebook a poll for people to sign up.
But there's only like 30 people on Facebook.
Yeah.
Can you do a poll or something?
I can put.
I'll support you.
I'm not.
I know what you mean. I'll support you as much as I can.
Well, anyway,
it'll just be an email.
What the ranch is paying for and contributing to the annual meeting with the food, i.e., what is it that you're asking for members? That's what we need to make sure that is out there so that we know what you want us to bring.
I would recommend that the stuff that we need for the tacos be there, and that you ask for like desserts and maybe melon.
I'm just going to do the taco stuff.
Yes.
Cheese, tortillas, salt, the fish. So I need beans and extra sauces, nachos.
I don't know if I have the heart to talk him into it.
There. And then the auction. John's not doing the auction this year. Kate's going to be an auction. Oh, good. I asked Kay, he said, I'll try, so we're going to do that. You've got to get the word out. If you're going to have an auction, then you're going to have
to do it.
We're having the auction.
Nobody said, please bring fudge for the auction.
I didn't know either. Bring fudge.
But you hit it on the head. He signs that he can't sue us. Supposedly.
Yeah, tell them on the recording. There it was an auction. It's going to be a blast. And bring all your stuff.
Bring donations for auctions.
Okay, so anybody that's still on the Zoom, they're talking about the annual meeting. The annual meeting still will be in place. Traditionally, we do a auction that raises funds for the next annual meeting and or we're starting to get enough. We're considering building a pavilion to kind of help out with that. So start prepping your auction items to bring to the annual meeting. And then we'll also be sending out instructions for potluck items to help contribute with the food. The main meat and stuff like that will be provided, but we're doing a taco bar, and we'll need desserts, and what did you guys decide?
So
desserts and sides to go along with tacos is what they're asking for people to bring for the annual meeting. The annual meeting is usually a good time as long as there's not too much politics going on. So we will have the election. We'll get that done and kind of go from there. So hopefully you guys can all come in and enjoy one another's company on the annual meeting.
It shouldn't be any politics because there's no board.
There's no board to politics.
And to make everybody understand, Jeff,
what?
The auction creates the money so that there is nothing taken out of the budget to make sure that we have a nice and meeting. So the following year is going to be based on how much money we've gotten from the auction, what was perhaps left over from this year's auction. And what's nice is, I was just going to say, okay, what else do we need for the ranch to make the auction and the annual meeting and food go smoothly? So monies we have left over, I had bought coolers for lemonade and water. I have bought tables. We didn't have enough tables that belong to Dear Friends Ranch, us, the annual meeting. So understand that what is spent is what everyone has contributed because of the auction. Nobody has a say over what it is that we're going to spend or what we need. This is over and above what the budget is for the ranch. So when she, who now is in charge of it, which I was for many years, when she's in charge of it, she knows what she needs. She contacts the people. This is what I need. And I need to buy more chairs. We had chairs here that were bought, and they're falling apart. We have tables I bought 6 tables, and somehow they can't find them anymore. I don't know where they are. But the thing is, that's what the auction is. Everyone participates. We have a great time. Things can go, Renee Hall made a beautiful quilt, and that was sold, like $400. My kids have contributed so much. They made the Ranchopolis, which is the ranch, all the names of the people and places to visit. That was going for, one time went for $500. And the next year was $400. They made all the pieces. They're not doing
it. Shut it down.
But the thing is, what we do here at this auction is separate from the budget of the ranch, and it's what we do to make ourselves have an wonderful party. That's what it's all about. So that's why we need people to contribute. We need people to help out with Tina. And I've had so much help in the past, and it's like we need setup. We need cleaning up. We need putting food out and getting this thing going. That's what the family is all about. That is what the ranch has always meant to us. And as Tina said, it shouldn't be political. It's just time to have a listen. Tell other people to come.
And Candy, I'd like to interject. We love the annual meeting. We love the camaraderie and the family and the food. But first and foremost, it is an election. Mm-hmm. And so as much as I would love everyone to volunteer for the annual meeting and the election and the kids' table and everything, what comes first is the vote counters.
Oh, yes.
You need to put out the word.
So I run into a lot of, oh, well, I'm already helping with the auction. Well, there's not going to be an auction if there's no vote.
Yeah, it's going to be family reunion and election. That's it.
Yeah, that's the second part. And as she said, anybody who is running for the board, though, and they have a significant other, spouse, whatever, they cannot partake in the vote count. You'll know that.
So they can volunteer to help out with the lunch.
Most of the time, they lose out on the auction festivity. So you need to let them
get their counting. So the thing that means bring donation items, but also bring your pocketbooks, because if there's nobody there to buy the donated items, then that doesn't do any good either. So.
We don't need to introduce you now.
Didn't we introduce you last time?
No.
Okay, so while people are still here, Abby, do you want to stand up and introduce yourself as Danielle's successor, and we can't call it a replacement because nobody can replace
no
her.
No one
cares.
Right? Please don't think I'm going to replace her. I am Abby Jones. I live in Kanab. I also work for State Bank. I met with the board a few months ago, 3 or 4 months ago. They put me in place to be Danielle's successor. She is getting married and moving. So the last couple months I've been working with her, learning how to do all the things. So that's who I am.
So we're currently in the transition phase. After the annual meeting, Danielle will be leaving us. So after the annual meeting, it'll be only Abby that has to put up with all this stuff. So Danielle's got a sigh of relief coming too.
we're trying to make it as seamless as possible. So
please be nice.
So I am your friend. I am not. We are on the same team.
She has a lot of power and can make your lives miserable if you treat her badly. And I will also make your life miserable if you treat her badly.
That'd be nice.
Danielle, can you give us a little rundown on what we should expect in terms of Monday? Everything should be, as far as you know, done for receiving candidates. And at which time that date is when you're going to mail things out. What is the date that you're looking at that all this has to be in place for you to receive through the mail? I mean, are there any other dates that are important that are working towards the
So I'll send out the email to let everyone know that the meet and greet for next week or this Wednesday is canceled.
We'll have to come midnight tomorrow night to be able to...
I'm going
to
call Ben, confirm him. We have Tom LeClaire and Greg Maurer running.
Scott Kohler.
He has to accept. We need the members to actually accept.
Okay.
So once we have everybody that's accepted, Monday the mail will go out.
No.
No.
So Monday you'll print it.
Monday I'll send it to Quality Printing to get printed. Yes.
No, I said I'm thinking about it.
You have till tomorrow night.
To be printed to be on the ballot. You have until tomorrow night.
I will leave. They can. Yes. Right. There will be write-in spots, but for your name to be printed on the ballot, it is tomorrow night.
When is the meeting?
September
13th.
Okay, I'll have
to. I hope to have everything to mail Wednesday.
Okay, Wednesday.
And the mail needs to arrive by the 12th, so you can read it out, or when do you pick
mail
up the
mail? Mail has to be in my mailbox on the 12th, no later than 12 o'clock on that Friday.
But okay. Members can also bring their ballot to the meeting, and it's collected in the annual meeting. So all ballots will be finalized at the annual meeting.
Because I know that's always been a situation where tell the people, because if they're late, you're not going to go down there on a Saturday and, oh, what kind of mail do I have? It's the 12th?
It'll be already here.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. People get money.
And that's all printed on the ballot.
Perfect. Everybody, knowing ahead of time is a good thing, too, because you're here. All right.
I'm sure the two board members have left will approve it either way.
I don't want to put more on
it. It's your own money. I mean, it's the...
Randy says that he nominates Kathy Pierce.
I told him.
Come on, Kathy. I second the nomination.
Ryan, you want to run?
Come on, Brian.
You want to run for it, sir? I can't hear you.
Come on, Brian. You can do it.
Anyway, back to the meeting. The week beforehand, I want to do the shade field again.
Who was the couple in the back, in the very back? They had a pack.
We didn't really go through and get everybody here.
Did you get except for that couple? You have the little glasses.
I was writing my video.
Okay, you don't.
Okay. Oh,
no, no, there was.
Oh. Yeah, I think
you should. Right.
So you guys actually close on your lawns? Soon? When? Soon? Okay.
For those that are still on Zoom, it sounds like we have come to a close. It's just the chit-chat. Does anyone have any other comments?
Do we need to keep Zoom open for you? It's basically the question.
Sally Miller says, Cade, thank you for your calmness in running this meeting, setting boundaries when necessary. With all of the upset, your calm presence is needed.
Okay, if nobody has anything on Zoom, we're going to go ahead and shut down the meeting.
Please watch your email for the update on everything.
We're going to shut down the Zoom call.
If you have someone who wants to run, please have them contact me by midnight tomorrow.
It's more fun to be a smart ass when you're right.
Have a good day.
Bye.
See you guys.